5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Brian is the CEO of Retail Doctor Group. Brian, thank you for coming on the program.
Good evening, Mike, and to you and your listeners.
So what does Retail Doctor Group do?
We build business fitness. We work with retailers and franchise companies, and service companies here and around the world, in improving their business performance, building their business fitness. Mike?
Okay, I wouldn't want you to give away your expertise for nothing, but you know, just to inform us on this Thursday evening, Brian, what would you advise Woolies to really get back in the game?
Well, the world of retail is changing.
Yes, it is.
Our consumers are changing. You know, we now shop online. We now use our smartphones. In fact, if we look, I'll come to your question, but if we look at Tesco in the UK as a case study, they just announced a loss of some £6 million. And interestingly, apart from some property issues or valuation issues, they're seeing this significant shift from the shopping trolley to the shopping basket. That is, that consumers, and I think Woolworths are feeling this, consumers are shopping them more frequently but in smaller amounts.
Yeah, that's me. And by the way, do you see that story today in the line of work that you pursue, you very well may have, that the Kardashians are dumping Sears, the giant chain in the US, because apparently Sears have been doing it tough and closing a lot of shops.
Well, that's right. JCPenney, the department store in the US, are closing department stores. So the world is changing. We're shopping smaller and smarter. Woolworths are feeling the effect of that. And if I talk about Woolworths briefly, they have had for many years quite a dominant, monopolistic almost position. Coles have been the one to catch up. Well, Coles have caught up. And in fact, their sales are greater than Woolworths on a growth factor in the last few quarters.
And they were doing it. It was pretty rocky for them. They were doing it tough for a while, weren't they?
That's exactly right. And you know, right now, over 80 cents in the Australian dollar spent on supermarkets is spent in either Woolworths or Coles. But Aldi are a global brand. I mean, they are doing incredibly good numbers in this country and growing. And in fact, Costco can't be underestimated. So all really changing. And so Woolworths are looking at the market and thinking, how do we get growth? Well, we get growth from vertically integrating, that is liquor and petrol and so forth, as does Coles. We meet the trends and we have a good online offer and we absolutely open corner shops. And I think we're going to see a bit of a rise back of the corner shop.
Hey, bring on the corner shop, I say. Yes, absolutely. And by the way, you say vertically integrated, I say oligopoly.
What it basically means in both our languages, Mike, of course, is capture as much of the consumer's dollar as you possibly can in any ways as you can.
But you're right about people are buying smaller. I don't know whether I'm typical of anything, but if I go into the supermarket and I think, I'd like a Lamington, they look appealing, but I don't have to buy 12 at once in a packet.
Well, even that's changing. We're seeing supermarkets around the world, and Woolworths and Coles are doing a bit of this, tailoring the offer, you know, making a smaller, in your example, Mike, Lamington single serve available. I walk into my Woolworths, there's my, you know, in some of the trial Woolworths, I can get my, you know, the one at Bondi Junction comes to mind. I can get my blood pressure tested. I get my vitamin intake. I can get my cappuccino.
Is that before or after you get the bill?
All this, you see. So the Woolies have got a big job to do. They've been the growth engine for Australian supermarket retailing. They're slowing. You know, their projects now are really, they're looking internally, replacing or rather increasing the amount of self-serve checkouts. Their biggest worry and their biggest concern, as it is for many of these big box retailers, which fundamentally they are, is how do I make the space at its most productive and profitable in the face of ongoing competition, home delivery, internet, fundamentally the same. And I've got a consumer that's not going to hang around for as long as he or she used to. They're going to come and shop me more quickly in and out with a smaller purchase.
The days when Mum looked after the house and went to the big supermarket once a week to do the big shop and filled up a giant trolley, that may still be the case for some. I see people who do that. But for a lot of people, it's get the little basket and throw a few things in it and queue patiently at the 12 items or less, which, of course, as you would know, should be actually 12 items or fewer for pedants.
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, the whole strategy for supermarket shopping was to get consumers like you or I and your listeners to spend as much as we can on as wide a variety of products as we could, because some are more profitable than others.
Mm.
Now I think we're going to start to see contraction in ranges. I think people who buy small amounts are going to be more direct, more directional in their buying, and won't meander the shelves the way we used to or our parents used to.
Yeah, I can see that. So what do they mean they're going to copy Aldi? I go to Aldi occasionally, but I don't fully understand the Aldi culture. But I know people who say, wow, Aldi is great. My associate, Ms. Gibson, this evening, she thinks Aldi is great. So what do they mean by copy Aldi?
Well, Aldi have a few things in place. One is that they don't carry the wide range of the Woolworths and Coles. Two, they take the best product in a given category or range. And candidly, they go out with the quality specs and they produce the same product under a slightly different brand name with very high quality. So they have high quality, reduced ranges, very simple shopping. They have the whole bargain thing with their weekly specials and the catalogues. Their produce is pretty well renowned. So I'm not advertising for Aldi, but they're very straightforward, simple, very, very streamlined, very European model.
Mm.
So they're proving to be very effective. And their locational strategy is interesting too, because invariably we find them just outside the major shopping centres.
Yes.
Not paying the big rent and offering quicker access and egress.
Yeah. Although the Aldi I'm thinking of is next to Harris Farm and on a floor lower than Coles. So they're going to get a lot of traffic anyway, I guess.
Well, exactly right. And because they're lower than Coles in that particular example, Mike, they're going to be paying less rent.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. But, you know, Woolies is going to come back. I mean, they're way too big not to overcome this, aren't they?
Well, that's right. They are, you know, they're an iconic Australian brand. They're a powerful brand. They've got 892 supermarkets, I think it is. They employ over 110,000 people. So they're too strong. But the market is saying to Woolworths, please, you have to get your sales and your market share back up there. And the share markets voted against, or rather voted them down recently in terms of their cap value, because they're looking for innovation and they're looking for growth. Now, when you're the dominant player or have been the dominant player and you're in this changing marketplace that we're talking about, it's challenging. It's very challenging. And I think the executive there obviously well and truly know that.
Well, yeah, it is tough, actually. If you're number one but it's ebbing away, you've still got a lot you don't want to lose, so you don't lose your traditional base. On the other hand, you've got to change because the other guys are chipping away at you.
Well, that's right. And what's interesting too here, of course, is that these supermarkets, like the department stores, now Myer, for example, as you know, your listeners would know, are announcing that the closure up to 20 of their department stores. Now, globally, department stores are suffering for a whole host of reasons, but a lot of it is to do with competition, increased or changes in consumer behaviour, so we're, you know, shopping differently and our patterns are different and we're going far more to specialty retail. So the supermarket sector, Mike, is not immune to these trends.